Let me ask you first about respect. I think Derek Morgan is finally getting the respect he deserves as one of the better edge rushers in the league. You read that different places. You hear that. Are you concerned with that at all? Do you hear that kind of talk?
No, because if it was the opposite, then, you know, it's the same thing. I wouldn't be paying attention to that noise, and you don't want to get too high or too low on yourself based on outside noise. And I have my own personal expectations. You know, that's really all that matters to me. That's all, you know, that's all I'm influenced by. And so I don't pay too much attention to, you know, any outside noise.
But you've been a really good player for a really long time. It seems it's about, I've seen all your games. It seems like it's about time other people notice that. That's got to make you feel good.
I think when you have success as a team, everybody gets noticed. You know, when you're playing on teams that are, you know, 2-14, 3-13, we all had talented guys on those teams, but you just don't get the notoriety that, you know, a playoff team would get. But, you know, I think that comes along with success, and most of what I'm focused on is trying to help the team win. You know, what can I do to better myself, to better our team? Because I've been in the league going on 8 years now and haven't seen a playoff game, and so that's what everybody plays for.
I remember 21-year-old Derek Morgan. So to see 28-year-old Derek Morgan, it's very different from the standpoint that you're now a leader. You're now a spokesman on this team. Is that transition a little bit strange for you?
I think if you're in the league as long as I've been, it's almost like a natural transition. You know, you see the young guys come in. Some of them make it, some of them don't. But then it's like a natural transition from being a young guy to a middle-tier guy to a vet. And so you got to take on those responsibilities. You know, the older you get, the more experience you have, knowing that you have a voice in the team, and you got to be responsible with that platform. So I think it's a natural progression.
Nobody on this team takes better care of themselves than Derek Morgan. You are health conscious, to say the least. How did that come about?
I got to give all the credit to my wife. We've been together almost, you know, 7 years now. She really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Specifically when it comes to eating. She's a Cordon Bleu certified chef, and she started educating me on how to take care of my body through nutrition.
The diet?
Yeah.
Everybody's talked about the defensive line in this diet. Can you give us a hint what it is?
It's a plant-based diet. I don't like to say vegan. Vegan has a weird stigma attached to it, but we call it plant-based, where you're cutting out basically all meat, all dairy. And we try to take it to the next level with cutting out gluten. So it was it's something I've been doing for about 7 months. Started back in the off season, working with a nutritionist. You know, really started making it a lifestyle. You know, my wife got on board, and, you know, she already knew how to cook. She just had to learn how to cook differently. And so once she got her grasp around that, it was downhill. And so a couple of the guys, they seen that I was doing it, but they had watched some documentaries and did their own research. And my wife was like, hey, you know, I can cook. I'm cooking for you. So if your teammates want a meal, let them know. And so a couple of guys got on board. And so we've been doing that since about early August. So it's been working well.
Is it hard to keep your weight up?
No, I'm actually, you know, right around what I was last year. You got to eat more. You got to be more intentional about eating, you know, more frequently. But I think once you get into a routine, it just becomes, you know, natural. You don't think about it too much. And then, you know, after having my ACL, my rookie year, it really forced me to start taking, you know, my health as more of a priority, you know, taking care of yourself. And so I think that was just kind of like, you know, that was the outcome of my circumstances and, you know, really my wife.